It happened on the occasion of the visit that some sharp words rose between Estella and Miss Havisham. It was the first time I had ever seen them opposed. Miss Havisham still clutched Estella's hand in hers when Estella gradually began to detach herself. She had shown a proud impatience more than once before, and had rather endured that fierce affection than accepted or returned it.
"What?" said Miss Havisham, flashing her eyes upon it. "Are you tired of me?"
"Only a little tired of myself," replied Estella, removing her arm.
"Speak the truth, you ingrate!" cried Miss Havisham, passionately striking her stick upon the floor. "You are tired of me!"
Estella looked at her with perfect composure, and again looked down at the fire. Her graceful figure and her beautiful face expressed a self-possessed indifference to the wild heat of the other that was almost cruel.
"You stock and stone!" exclaimed Miss Havisham. "You cold, cold heart!"
"What?" said Estella. "Do you reproach me for being cold? You?"
"Are you not?" was the fierce retort.
"You should know," said Estella. "I am what you have made me."
"So proud, so proud!" moaned Miss Havisham, pushing away her gray hair with both of her hands.
"Who taught me to be proud? Who praised me when I learned my lesson?"
"So hard, so hard!" moaned Miss Havisham with her former action.
"Who taught me to be hard? Who praised me when I learned my lesson?"
returned Estella. "But to be proud and hard to me?"
returned Estella.
Miss Havisham, quite shocked as she stretched out her arms. "Estella, Estella, Estella, to be proud and hard to me?"
"So," said Estella, "I must be taken as I have been made. The success is not mine. The failure is not mine. But the two together make me."
Arrivia. "Estella, to be proud and hard to me?"
"So," said Estella, "I must be taken as I have been made. The success is not mine. The failure is not mine. But the two together make me."
That's all. That's all. Folks.